What is stress? How does stress affect us? Not all stress is bad. Some of it is definitely helpful. It keeps us alive. It keeps us going. It keeps us motivated, pumped, and able to think on our feet.
This is Mind Salad, a program of diverse weekly discussions about mental wellness with a rotating panel of licensed professional mental health counselors on a variety of mental health topics with guests and information to help you sort through life struggles. The information that is provided on this program is for informational purposes only and is not meant to treat or diagnose any mental health condition or be a substitute for therapy. This week, your host is Carlos Villafan from Mind Renewal Behavioral Health Services.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to everybody. It is August. Welcome to another episode of Mind Salad. My name is Carlos Villafan. I am your host for today. I am from Mind Renewal Behavioral Health Services. I have a bit of an interesting show today, maybe a little more personal this time around. I wanted to let everybody know before the show gets started that we have moved. We are in a new location. I want to give everybody, all the listeners out there, our new address, 660 South Point Court, suite number 200. We're in the 80906 area, kind of heading over by the Broadmoor area. So having said that, I want to say that it's been a great experience. I've never moved a business that big, I suppose. We're not a big clinic, but there was a few rooms there, and it came with a ton of stress. And so that's my segue into my topic for today's show. Today, I will be talking about stress. It's August, like I said. Kids are going back to school. People have returned back to work. The pandemic continues. There's uncertainty about things there. Face masks might come back. Who knows? My point is that there's a lot going on out there in everyday life, including us over there at Mind Renewal with our move. It's been stressful, I gotta say. The team knows how it was. It's been a very interesting month, and definitely last week. We have transitioned into the new building. We're still organizing over there, so if you do get a chance to visit us, excuse the mess. We are kind of pulling late hours, long hours to get things in order and clean things up for us over there. But I wanted to focus today on stress. Stress, the DSM-5, as it relates to us, right? Therapists, psychologists, has its own chapter on stress. Trauma and stressor-related disorders. In previous shows, I have talked about post-traumatic stress disorder, generalized anxiety disorder, those kind of things, grief and loss, if you remember those earlier shows that I did. But there's also acute stress disorder and kind of a broader, newer term in the DSM called adjustment disorder. And there's a lot of kind of bi-categories or side categories with all of those. There are other diagnosable disorders in that chapter, but for the purpose of today and what I'm talking about, we're just going to limit to acute stress disorder, adjustment disorder, and so on. So what is stress? How does stress affect us? I think everybody feels stress from time to time. It affects us in many different ways, but technically speaking, stress is how the brain and the body respond to life stressors, life demands, challenges. What kind of challenges? Again, Mind Renewal example, work stresses, work performances, making sure that things are in order, that things look professional, that things are running smoothly. School life, a new school year, getting to know brand new set of teachers, even the little ones, where they bounce from English class to electives and computers and band and sports. Getting to know a whole new set of faces and people, that could be very stressful. With the adjustment disorder diagnosis, life changes. Again, over at Mind Renewal, huge life change there for us. We went from one part of town, one kind of particular type of building into another one. And that is taking some adjustment for us as the owners there and for my team, the clinicians there. Never mind all the different patients that walk into that new office and it's not familiar and it looks different. Hopefully enjoyable and pleasant and inviting, but different. Traumatic events, of course, can be stressful. Stress can affect our health. So really, it's important to know and pay attention to what's going on in our bodies, in our brains, in our souls, so that we're able to deal with the minor or the major stresses that life throws our way. So who's affected by stress? It's kind of a silly question, right? I just mentioned even the littlest ones are affected by stress. Parents, change of schedules, pulling some overtime maybe. Little ones are expecting us home and we're just not home. And so that could be stressful for them. We're a little late for picking them up from school. They're waiting in the office instead of waiting out by the gate. A little stressful there. But stress affects everyone. Every single person, I don't care how old, how big and tough you are, experiences stress from time to time. There are different types of stress, of course. There's definitely those physical stressors. The mental stressors, I think, are the ones that we're all pretty familiar with. And those bring some health risks as well. Stressors could be kind of a one-time deal, or it could be long-term occurrences or ongoing occurrences, repeated over time, so to speak. And then again, some people have the ability to deal with stress better than others. Everybody deals with stress differently. Some people come back from stressful events and situations a little more quickly than others. And for some of us, it takes us a little longer to kind of get back in the swing of things, get back to finding that balance of our lives, of our homeostasis, if you will. So yeah, we mentioned some of the examples of stress related to work and school, but also family. Think about that. We're heading into the holiday period here, and that can be a very, very stressful time for some people. Sometimes we have great relationships with our family members, sometimes not so much. And we know we have to make appearances. Or we feel we have to make appearances. And we go, and we are cordial, and we're pleasant, and we strike conversations, and we reminisce, and all that good stuff. But knowing, just the simple fact of knowing that we're going to go visit somebody can be a stressful situation. Family, dealing with different family members. Family sometimes brings joy, other times brings painful memories to us. Mentioned sudden changes in life, specifically or particularly negative changes. Again, the pandemic changed the world, changed us all. We've lost jobs, so that's a stressor in and of itself. We lost income. Sure, there's plenty of jokes out there about unemployment and we don't want to get off it and get back to work, but it's a negative stressor. We lose that interaction with our colleagues. We lose the interaction with clients, with customers, with just the general public. Divorce, illness, those are life stressors as well that we kind of take for granted. Those words sometimes ring hollow. Everybody uses those words. But when it really hits you and impacts you, it can be very, very stressful. We don't know how to deal with that. Chronic illness, COVID, the other C word, cancer. Those things are out there. They're not going away. How we deal with it, again, is really up to us. And it's a very individualized kind of a thing. traumatic stress, of course. For example, during a major accident, you had a motor vehicle accident. There's been quite a few of those in the news here locally in Colorado Springs lately. I rode my motorcycle in today to the station, and always keeping my head on a swivel, but it's a stressful sometimes experience when you're riding in the city. Combat, of course, this is a military town. So many military personnel from all over the world, from all different experiences of deployments and combat and so on. That creates a ton of stress. Coming back to the friendly confines, if you will, of Colorado Springs, of whatever hometown you're from. And the brain kind of stays out there in those hostile environments. So readjusting to that is a stressful experience. But is stress all bad? Not all stress is bad. In dangerous situations, for example, combat, riding my motorcycle, stress signals the body to prepare to face a threat. It's an automatic response. It's a response innate to humans to keep us safe. It's a response that's meant to preserve our lives. So not all stress is bad. In these situations, in fight or flight mode, as we call it in counseling, your pulse kind of quickens. You start to breathe a little bit faster. Your muscles tense up. Your brain starts to use more oxygen and increases brain activity. All of that is aimed for the survival of that person, for the survival of the human being. So not all stress is bad. Stress also at times motivates us to do well. In sports, personal example, playing football. Those bright lights are on and opponents across the line from you, the scrimmage line, and it's just you and that person in front of you. And your heart is beating. And some of us are better at maintaining that heartbeat and regulating things and balancing things out. But it's a good thing. Let the heart beat. Let the oxygen flow. Let the blood flow. And it's going to hopefully get you to experience and to execute more efficiently. It's not always a bad thing. Job interviews. You're seeking a job interview, or you're at a job interview, sitting across the table or the chair from your prospective boss. Stress kicks in and it helps you to hopefully organize your thoughts. It helps you to think on your feet. It helps you to say the right things that you've rehearsed on the way over there and the night before and hopefully the week before. Moving. Again, we moved. And so there was a ton of stress related to that. The logistical stress, the physical stress, the long hours, the lack of sleep, the need to maintain your focus and ensure that all our I's are dotted and T's are crossed and things are going in the right rooms and where they need to go and everybody's safe and getting the move accomplished. That stress was helpful for us. Not all stress is bad. Some of it is definitely helpful. It keeps us alive. It keeps us going. It keeps us motivated, pumped, and able to think on our feet. So if you're just tuning in, my name is Carlos Villafan from Mind Renewal Behavioral Health Services. You're listening to Mind Salad. Today's topic is on stress. I think it's an appropriate topic, as I mentioned earlier, with the changes going on in the beginning of the school year and people getting back to work and the flu season coming back up and the need to adjust to all of that. I want to continue on with the effects of stress and some of the physiological problems. How does stress affect our bodies physiologically? I want to say that coping with the impact of chronic stress can be a challenging thing. Because the source of long-term stress is more constant than, say, milder or acute stress, the body never receives a clear signal to return to its normal functioning, to its homeostasis. With chronic stress, some of those life-saving reactions in the body can also disturb some of our systems, our immune systems. We get sick. Our digestive systems, we get those butterflies in our stomachs and nausea, and we feel like throwing up. And chronically, not just in the moment, but chronically, we can't eat. We lose our appetites. It also affects our cardiovascular system. Think about that. How many times you go to the doctor and you got an extra heartbeat, or it feels like an extra heartbeat, and your doctor inevitably asks about stress. What's going on in your world? What's going on in life? How's your stress level? How are you dealing with it? Sleep or lack of sleep impacts how stress affects us. As I mentioned, the move, there's been several next to sleepless nights over there in my household. And so that has the potential to affect how we execute the next day, how we work the next day, how we interact with people the next day, how effective as a customer service agent we are, how effective as a therapist I am. Our reproductive systems as well, believe it or not, it affects that. Chronic stress can be deadly. If we don't know or learn how to mitigate these things, chronic stress that goes unmitigated can lead to very, very dangerous things. So let's talk about managing stress. There are ways to manage stress, folks. I like to tell my patients that I really, really try to practice what I preach. It does me no good, and definitely my patients no good, if I talk the good talk and the textbook talk, if you will, but I don't practice what I'm preaching, what I'm teaching, what I'm suggesting, what I'm counseling. So I try to practice what I preach. Again, to use that personal example, a couple days ago was a very stressful night at my kitchen table after a long day of work. But having a great support system, my partner, my wife, who was there with me to mirror the words that she hears me say, the words that maybe I share with her and encouragement and family members and maybe some of my patients and even my team, that it will get better, to take a breath, to take a pause, to disconnect a little bit. So having a good support system can definitely help with that. I want to say that even with a good support system, and you don't know what's going on within yourself, I don't know how good that will be. So we have to get in tune and in touch with what's going on inside. We have to start to learn to recognize the signs of your own body's response to stress and stressors. If you are finding you're having a hard time sleeping, if you're increasing your recreational substance consumption or alcohol consumption, if you find that you got a hairline trigger and you're getting angry a little quicker, that might be a telling sign that we're not dealing with stress all that well. Depression, of course, is a big one out there. And again, as we head into the holiday season here, pay attention to that. What might be the etiology of your depression? What might be the cause, the source of that thing? Is it an organic thing? Is it an imbalance? Yeah. But are there environmental stressors going on in your day-to-day life? Something new, an impactful incident that recently happened that might be triggering or flipping that switch on for those depressive symptoms. lethargy and low energy. I mean, for a week straight, we were go, go, go over there at Mind Renewal. Just kind of working off and living off adrenaline. And that adrenaline has worn off now. And it's like that snow globe effect, right? You shake it and it's pretty and everything's floating around and eventually all that has to settle. And so when the adrenaline settles and you're feeling lethargic with a lack of energy, that might be a sign that we need to take care of our bodies a little bit. We need to mitigate that stress, whatever it might be going on. We have to pinpoint that. We have to be observant. We have to be mindful of what might be triggering our stress. Regular exercise. I mean, hey, we live in, I look out the window here and I see Pikes Peak and green and mountains and hiking trails and the Manitou Incline. For those of you that don't know, go visit that place. Physical exercise. There's myriad of trails out here in Colorado, Colorado Springs. Bike trails, running trails, hiking trails, rock climbing, gyms, of course. Some of those cost money, but walking is free. Gas costs money, but walking is free. Walk to the corner and back. Get out. While you're Netflix and chilling, stand up and sit back down. Do some kind of air squats, if you will, for a few seconds, 30 seconds, a minute. Get active. Just 30 minutes a day of walking, folks, can help boost your mood and improve your health. We're not talking about CrossFit training here. We're not talking about, you know, Olympic style training. This is Olympic City, USA here in Colorado Springs, home of the USA Olympic Committee. We're not talking about that. Now, if you're that level, have at it. God bless you. But I'm talking about just exercise, getting off the chair, walking to the corner and back. Get the dog out. Let him or her run around. Heck, walk the cat. But get out there. Get some regular exercise. A relaxing activity, folks. Again, if you're hiking up in one of these, any of these beautiful trails here, pull up a rock, a log, under a tree. Close your eyes. Pay attention to nature. Pay attention to the people that are out there enjoying nature. Pay attention to the sun's rays that are hitting your body and absorbing all that good vitamin D. All of that is helpful. All of that will help you. But explore maybe structured relaxation or wellness programs. Things like that can include meditation, muscle relaxation, breathing exercises. If you're listening out there and you've ever done some counseling of any type, of any at any level, I suppose, I hope that your therapist has suggested something like that as a mitigating or coping skill for stress, to decompress, to recharge. Meditate. Close your eyes. Focus on your breathing. Focus on your heartbeat. Listen to that clock ticking in the background. Muscle relaxation, flinching or clenching your muscle groups. Tight, tight, tight. And then letting it go. Doing some deep breathing. In for four, hold for four, out for four. Very basic stuff. When you exhale, think that word, relax. Or whatever word is soothing and calming for you. Schedule some time in your day to practice these things. Regular times, make it a habit. The only way it'll become a habit if you schedule these regular times to get these things done. Prayer. Prayer is another source of meditation. Pray. Get in touch with your higher power, whoever or whatever that may be, whether it be God or the universe or karma or the earth, whatever that may be. Spend some time in prayer. It's no different than meditating. Set goals and priorities, guys. Decide what must get done and what can wait. Learn to set some boundaries, not only with friends and family, but with yourself and your own limitations. Do some self-care. Pencil that in your agenda. Tell Siri or your Android to alert you when it's time to unplug for 5 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever you can muster. And be positive and strength-based. Be mindful of what you've accomplished each day at the end of the day instead of what's still left to be done, what you didn't accomplish, what did you get accomplished today. Be mindful of that. Let's flip the script and get more strength-based and positive with ourselves, with our people, with our tribes, instead of the constant negativity of the rat race of this world and what we didn't get done. And then again, stay connected, folks. It's super important that you understand and you realize that you're not alone. Stay in touch with people who can provide emotional support and physical support, and then practical help. Who are those people that you can go talk to? And who are those people that you can problem solve with and really find solutions to things? Both of those friends or family types are essential and critical to us mitigating our stress. Ask for help. Ask for help from family, from friends, from your community, from your church, from your coach, from your therapist. Tell your therapist what's going on. If you feel overwhelmed by stress, ask for help, guys. Don't be afraid. It's coming to the end of the show here, guys, and I just wanted to remind you guys that it's okay. It's okay to be stressed, but it's better to learn how to deal with that stress, okay? Ask for help. Pick up the phone. Call a counselor. Call a clinic. Call the crisis line. Give us a call over there at Mind Renewal Behavioral Health Services. Our phone number is 719-465-2582. Find me on the Facebook page. Post a lot of good little tidbits on there, helpful ideas, links to some self-help sites, etc. Look us up on the web, www.mindrenewalbhs.org. And again, we have moved. So if you're interested on taking a look into our new digs over there at Mind Renewal, check us out, 660 South Point Court, suite number 200, 80906. Guys, it's been a blast. It's been an interesting month. It's almost done. We'll get back to our normal here pretty soon. Thank you for listening today. Stay tuned next week. Listen for next week's show with Lexi Ellis from Into Freedom Counseling. And again, I just want to remind everybody that if you correct your mind, the rest of your life will fall into place. Thank you guys very much. God bless. See you next time.
You've been listening to Mind Salad, a discussion of mental wellness issues and topics with a rotating panel of mental health providers. Heard every Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on KPPF, and be sure to listen to the podcast on Podbean. Mind Renewal is a minority and veteran-owned practice with a passion for serving the underrepresented and to remove the stigma attached to seeking and receiving quality behavioral health services. Mind Renewal has a diverse group of clinicians with assorted specialties to meet your individual needs. Their goal is to empower clients to improve their quality of life and help connect them to resources that sustain their positive growth. If you're considering help, call Mind Renewal 719-465-2582.